If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Hey, don't forget. Share Funny is coming into your lives courtesy of Manscaped, the global leader in men's below-the-waist grooming. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, women can use it too. But if you're a lady, you're giving it as a gift, it's, I think, more well-received.
Probably.
You know, rather than a guy going, here, you need this. Something's going on down there. I don't even want to attack it.
Not a good look if a guy gives you that. It's a bad move on his part.
But they've got the Perfect Package 3.0 kit. Has the Essential Lawnmower 3.0, which is waterproof. I've never used mine in the shower. In the pool, yes. In the ocean, of course.
What?
You know, I like to get out there on a float. You
people
know.
Sitting on the beach and dancing, and TJ's out there with his back to the beach, with the front of his swim trunks pulled down.
Hey, look at that really tan guy.
What's that floating ashore
is
now?
Is he manscaping? Is that what he's doing?
And they also have a lot of other stuff. And the crop preserver, the anti-chafing and deodorant and moisturizer, the crop reviver for freshness, you know that. And the travel bag, which is, it's like a DOP kit thing.
Yeah.
And Manscaped boxer briefs. They're very nice. And I know this is funny, you know, because they allow us to have fun with the messaging, but it is a great product. And you get 20% off and free shipping if you use the code ACETJ at manscaped.com. Manscaped.com, 20% off and free shipping with the code ACETJ. Do it, if not for yourself, for the loved ones in your life.
It really is a fantastic product. It's great.
That was a commercial when we were kids for people to get their blood pressure checked and stuff. Get on blood pressure medicine.
What?
If not for yourself, for the loved ones in your life. Do it, if not for yourself, for the loved ones in your life.
But it's true.
Yeah, especially with this. You're doing it for the lucky person in your life.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't downstairs grooming just as much for the other person as it is for yourself?
Yeah. Yes. I guess if you don't have another person, do you not do it?
Yeah.
You do or you don't?
Yeah.
You do
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. You should.
Yeah. You know. I hire it out. I take bids.
Outsource it.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's going to do it? Who needs that contract?
Hey, Tad, I'm gonna text you a couple of photos and give me an estimate on what it's going to cost to get this job done.
That's good.
Okay. I'll wait. I guess. See what happens.
You know that Share Funny has been called by critics the best podcast in the history of the internet's podcasting and world?
I was not aware.
And stuff. Yeah.
Wow.
That's what the critics are saying.
Critically
acclaimed.
It's the critically acclaimed Share Funny podcast.
Because who's more critical than I am the world? You know?
It's true. It's exploding.
Yeah. So we have a charity called Ace and TJ's Grin Kids, and we do fundraisers and stuff. And there's a fundraiser this weekend, and it's out of doors. And Ace, are you going to that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have to go to that, do I? I don't have to be there for that.
No.
Weather's not going to be beautiful. It's going to be kind of cloudy and cooler, you know.
Man.
What?
You're right. Sounds horrible. It'd be cloudy and cool.
Yeah, and, you know, there are people out there.
Who wants to do that?
There's a kid in my neighborhood on my street And I, you know, I give kids a lot. I like when kids are outside playing all the time and they got imaginations and all that. But this kid, all of a sudden, he shows up and he's outside playing every day, and he's got a box, a cardboard box that he's cut the top out of, like a hole out of the top of it where his head goes through, and then he's got armholes in it, and he walks around it like he's SpongeBob. And I'm like, but it says like Sears on the side of it.
That's
he didn't paint it or anything. Yeah. But like, how you get in and out of that thing if you're a little kid?
I bet his arm will slide down in there and push it off. That. Good for him. That's fun.
Get your box and get outside. You are pissing me off.
But how many times, it's the same thing. How many times have you heard that? No matter what you buy, they end up playing with something like a box.
Oh. Yeah, but this kid's like 14.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
No, he's not that old. But you play with the box, though, by you get in it and close it up, and you know, you sit in there and use it as like a clubhouse or something, right? Or get underneath it.
He just wanted to turn himself into a robot or something.
Yeah, but he didn't draw anything on it. He's like, I got a lazy imagination. I can only get the first step, and then the rest of it, I'm just going to wing it.
I am Boxman.
You're telling me that doesn't sound like something, TJ, that you would do. You'd have the idea, you'd cut the holes in it, and be like, I need to paint it or something now, but this works. I'm good with it.
Well, maybe so, Ace. Because yesterday I had the conversation with Alexis and Riggins. I said, look, you know I've been coming up with these good ideas. Y'all are going to have to stay on me about seeing them through. Because like these little video ideas and all that I've had for the social medias, because I'll think of it and then everybody think it's a great idea and then come back and ask me about it. I go, so we have to get it done before I lose interest in it. So, but that's seeing a weakness and getting somebody to help with it.
It's got
to
happen there in that moment then.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he shares the idea, you have to do it now.
Yeah. You don't have any time. There's no downtime.
Pressure.
Yeah. Now the pressure's all on y'all now to have a camera handy at all times.
I'm not great at it either. So
yeah, I know you're too much like I am. So that's why I was mainly telling her.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Because you know what happens, Ace? I don't know if you realize this or not. Adam, the manager.
Yeah.
Gets mad at the staff of the show if they can't get me to do something.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
That's not fair at all. What are they supposed to do? Put a gun to my head and say...
He can't get mad at you?
Who, Adam?
Yeah.
Well, he can, but...
But it's not going to do him any good, so he gets mad at them to try to motivate them to get you to do what he needs you to do.
Well, I just wish he would need me to do something that's not stupid.
Lord.
You know, if he would need me to do something that I would want to do, then that's where he's the one with the shortcomings, so, not me and not them.
Right.
If he would need me to do something that I enjoy, that's the key.
Right. Get inside your head and find something you want to do. Yeah, I'll just tell him no.
Man, he's not going to do that. Keep it in perspective.
No, I'm not doing that. But that's why we got Alexis now.
Yeah. Having a lot of luck with that.
It's not easy.
I've been giving you those quotes and stuff without complaining.
You have.
And baby some steps. Of them have been before the deadline that you've needed them.
Wow. Baby steps.
With no complaint?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no complaint.
Mm-hmm. But I did come up with just a generic... Everything.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I heard that the other day when you were giving her that generic quote that works for everything. Uh-huh. It's great.
Every press release that Adam can poop out.
It works.
It's going to be the same quote.
It's an exciting time on the ACE. There's so many things happening.
Couldn't be more excited and looking forward to this next step in our company's lives.
Evolution is a good word to use.
Right.
There we go.
It's a journey. That's what it is. I'm feeling great. And I'm excited for what's to come.
Be more
keep that one on the clipboard, Alexis.
Yep, it's already there.
couldn't feel more blessed than I do right now.
Copy paste days. And done.
Yep.
Here we grow again.
It's
That's why he's not complaining, because it's just one for all.
Yeah. But I'm going to try to do better.
What are you talking about? You damn lie.
No, I am. I'm going to try it. Nobody if I can stay focused, that. I will. I will. I do a lot. It just, you know, sometimes I don't get what other people want me to do. I don't understand it.
You don't understand it. I don't understand it.
No, yeah. I don't.
What you're asking me to do.
I can't understand you.
That's the problem.
Mr. New York.
He doesn't understand it.
You don't understand giving Alexis a quote for a press release?
No, I do that.
Okay.
I got that.
He all of a sudden just gets very confused by the world.
What?
I don't.
What?
Yeah. Huh? I don't even know what social media is.
I don't know what you mean by ideas for videos.
What's a video?
What's a video? Yeah.
What?
I don't own a video camera.
Yeah.
It's on your phone. I can't use it. I don't know how to use that.
Adam will tell me that he's going to, like, he did this yesterday. I'm going to bug you again next week about something, but be thinking about it between now and then of what I'm, you know, need your brain on blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, cool. Meaning, all right, so I'm not doing it right now.
Yeah. Just heard I got 5 free days.
So, yeah, when he calls me back, I'll be like, okay, I don't understand. That's not at all what I thought you were saying. Because I haven't said anything yet. And my point exactly.
I'm already confused.
You and your Ivy League degree, you're over my head. It's my fault for being so dumb, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Now, what is it you want again? Slowly?
Will my phone even do that?
Say it again, sure. in English this time. Yeah, I'm not understanding.
I'm not getting it.
Let me think about just what you've told me so far. I've got a headache.
I don't have the facilities for that, big man.
No, but I may go to that thing, that fundraiser thing, for a minute. I'm going to be out.
I'm going to be
doing stuff. I'll swing by. Like, we don't have to do any stage announcements or anything like that, do we?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Well, y'all may not even know that I'm there.
Yeah,
I may not even tell anybody.
They want us to, or one of us to kick off the, like, hey, thanks for coming, or say something one time. That's it at the beginning.
But you love doing that, so.
I do. I love doing it. I live to do that.
And your wife likes seeing you up there. Mine's over that.
Yeah, she's not going.
Oh, she's not?
I don't think so.
Well. What'd you do to piss her off?
Yeah.
She's got people that are...
Uh-oh.
She's got people in town.
Drama.
What kind of people?
I think a client of hers who's in South Carolina is going to be coming up to take a class of hers that morning.
Oh, they're
going to do something during the day.
You don't mean like people, visitor people?
No. I mean, it's a friend of hers who's a client who's coming up to take her class on Saturday, and they're going to stay for lunch or something.
Make out?
I doubt it.
What part of South Carolina?
I don't really know.
Deep into South Carolina?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like where them Amish live. No.
I think like Columbia.
Like, what's he getting at?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's it, deep South Carolina?
Amish area, a bad area?
I don't know. I mean, are they staying overnight? Is it that far into South Carolina that they gotta lay over?
Is there a big Amish population in South Carolina?
Yeah.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, never heard that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Y'all need to pick up a book.
Well, damn.
Every now and then.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, you're one to talk.
Yeah, right.
Clearly we know you read that in a book.
However, I got the information. I got it.
That's true. You got it.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories: best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ Bus. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
You know those formal ballroom dances and all that the ladies like that they watch on Dancing with the Stars and all that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You like that, Alexis?
Yeah, don't
you?
The waltz, the tango.
Yeah, the tango, I think, is my favorite. Rainbow if I had tango. To pick. If I had to pick a dance, it would be the tango.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that tango was created in the brothels of Buenos Aires.
Oh, yeah.
And it was to act out the relationship between a prostitute and a pimp.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
In Argentina.
Sluts.
Because isn't it sexy,
it's
the tango?
Sensual.
There's a lot of daggering going on in it.
Daggering.
Rum, pum, 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 pum.
Also a great old school Ted Nugent song.
Waggle tango. Waggle tango.
Ringo tango.
That rocks. I do think that's impressive when a couple can dance together really well like that.
It always seems like the woman's doing more, though, in the tango.
Yes.
There's more movement.
Yeah. But then again, he's like, well, you don't have to lift me.
Right.
Yeah, he's I'm doing the heavy lifting.
Yeah, he's kind of the anchor off of which she works, right?
Yeah.
Like, if she were a stripper, he would be kind of the pole.
Mm-hmm.
The instrument with which she works.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, we're doing the tango. And she's using me as her pole.
That's right.
Yeah, I think it's impressive, but I don't have the desire to do it. Now, I do have the desire to do some Usher-type dancing. But none of this crap. I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, where's the part of the dance where he, like, backhands her and asks for more money? I mean, how is this representative of a true prostitute and pimp relationship?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is beautiful. I think the true relationship between those two is much more violent. Much more
serious. But, I mean, I didn't even realize that there was a pimp in a brothel. I thought there was a madam in a brothel. I didn't know there was a pimp. Because the pimp is the one that has to go out and sell the product, right?
Is it different in Brazil?
I don't know. This was in Argentina.
Buenos Aires.
Yeah, Argentina.
It's like that joke where they say, you know, they say pimping ain't easy, but I assure you it is much, much more difficult to be a prostitute.
Facts. It's actually has
makes
a point.
Makes a lot of sense when you think about it.
It has a point.
Right. You say pimping ain't easy.
I'd rather be on the pimping side.
Yeah.
You get that, Rob? It's an outtake of Alexis saying, I'd rather be on the pimping side.
That's a great point, though. It might not be easy, but it's better than the alternative.
Mm-hmm. So, I've always said that happiness comes in little doses. I mean, you sit and go, well, my life didn't turn out the way I wanted it to, and I didn't the way I dreamed of it, so I'm not happy and I'm miserable, whatever. But happiness comes in small doses, like, you know, when you first sit down on the beach and you realize you're out there and it's calm and nobody's messing with you and you're just settling in to relax and you got a beer and you're listening to something good in your earbuds, that's a simple moment that makes me happy. The corner piece of a brownie that's perfectly chewy and crunchy balanced, that's small moment that makes me happy. So they've got a list here of the 10 simple things that make people the happiest. Listening to your favorite songs is number one. I can see that. Okay. I don't know if that put that number one for me. A nice dinner. Yes. Watching your favorite movie. How you know it's your favorite movie if you haven't seen every movie in the world? There could be another one out there that would be your favorite.
It's your current favorite.
Yeah. What, but you're rewatching it?
Yeah. That's, yeah.
See, I don't like that. I'd rather watch a movie that I have seen, that I haven't seen.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't want rewatch movies?
Not much. Not very often.
I mean,
I rewatch scenes from movies.
Yeah. If The Sandlot is on, that's my favorite movie.
Really?
Yeah. If that's on, I'll watch it. I've watched it hundreds of times.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Hundreds.
Nerd.
Maybe.
Normal.
Yeah. Here's another one.
Yeah, I've done the same thing. Yeah.
Here's another dumb one. Finishing a good book. That's it. That's stupid. Doing exercise makes you happiest. Spotting a bird you've never seen before. Shut the hell up. That's dumb. Yeah,
whatever.
No. And it surely couldn't be enough of an average thing to make a top 10 list of the small moments that make us happiest.
Bird.
Seeing flowers and trees blossoming.
I love that.
That makes you happy.
I do. I love it.
And then you start sneezing. wearing clothes that make you feel good. I can see with that one. You know, like those them vibrating panties.
Great example.
Yeah. Make you feel good.
What? You wear these, man. You're going to be happy all day.
Yeah.
Your panties got batteries in them. We were just talking about the vibrating
panties.
We were. Who was?
Yesterday.
Me, Alexis and I. For me.
Yeah, so it's like you're in the market.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to call anybody out, but somebody said it was a good idea.
Yep. Might be a vibe.
No, literally. It definitely.
Yeah, it is, definitely is a vibe. Raider.
I always thought that was just a bunch of exaggeration and everything that you have a remote control and it's, you know, people doing that in public all the time. Because wouldn't you be able to hear it?
I don't know. I've never seen them.
So, somebody got a bumblebee in their pocket.
And you're at like an Outback Steakhouse or something.
Yeah.
Weird. You got a bumblebee in your pocket.
He got a bee in his pocket.
Don't sting somebody.
Oh, Lord.
Home cooking is a happy moment. Eating it, I guess. I don't know. It just says home cooking. Yeah. Does that mean eating it or cooking it?
Maybe both.
And, getting a match on a dating site.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, there's like a sudden burst of whatever that is. You're just like, oh, yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah, because if you've swiped on them, it's instant. And they're like, it's a match. And it like shows you like fireworks and stuff. You're like, oh, you get that instant satisfaction of like, oh, that person likes me. And it's that cool.
And that's just on Twitter, though?
On Tinder.
Yeah. I mean Tinder, not Twitter.
And then
I'm sure more.
Do you immediately message her then?
Sometimes.
Okay. Oh, so sometimes you'll match and then just leave it alone to see what happens?
I'm just going to look at it. And then eventually get to it.
Mm.
What happens on Plenty of Fish?
I don't know.
Do people still use that one a lot, Plenty of Fish?
I don't know.
I think it's a big one.
POF. Plenty of Fish.
They're all owned by the same.
Yeah, they're all owned by the same company, right?
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I think so.
Yeah, they're like the top, is it top six or something like that, or all owned by Match.com.
What's the one with the old dude?
Match.com.
That's Match?
Yeah.
There's a silver one or something, like gold and dating or something like that.
And for old people?
Yeah. Over 50.
Well, I mean, I don't need 55. It. I don't need it.
Silver singles is what it's called.
Do they own Farmer's Meat?
Farmer's Meat? I don't know.
I see that commercial all the time. Farmer's Meat.
Only Farmers.
Only Farmers.
Is it Only Farmers?
Yeah. Or is there another one now called Farmer's
Meat? I thought it was Farmer's Meat.
M-E-A-T.
Like M-E-E-T.
Yeah, Farmer's Meat. Just a bunch of farmers in shirts only standing out in the field. Meat!
City folks just don't get it.
Yeah. At farmersonly.com. Yeah, I don't even see their commercials anymore. They got huge for a while. I guess they still are.
Let's see. Alexis has been attracted to those guys from, what's that show?
Kevin Costner?
Yellowstone?
Yeah.
Maybe this is, we can get you like a real cowboy farmer.
Do I have to be a farmer too, though?
No.
Oh.
No, well, you have to like them.
But if it were to work out, you'd have to move to the farm, which you love.
I mean, I could wear a cowboy hat. I like horses.
You just can't be critical of them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be critical of them.
Like making fun of them, like, because you're city folk. Because you don't want them to put you in that category of city folk not getting it.
Do you think you could live on a farm?
Yes.
Like, oh, no neighbors, away from people? You get up in the morning real early and make him some breakfast, and he's out the door, and he's, you know, working all day while you're taking care of the house, and he comes home in the evening, you have dinner prepared for him, y'all sit down and have a meal, and...
I could do it.
Then he goes to bed early because he's got to be back up at, you know, before dawn the next day.
I would do it.
Working his ass off every day out there.
And I could go out there help him.
I don't think it has to be a farmer, though, on this. I think they've broadened it to just country people.
Oh, really?
You don't necessarily have to be a farmer. You just have to be a country folk.
Yeah.
You know? So the country, like, living.
Yeah.
Country life.
Countrymusicfans.com or whatever.
Look at that. They have like success stories on their website. And this woman named Paulina meets Stephen, who was, you know, a farmer. And she goes, who knew tractors had horns? You know, and she's like, ah! She's learning about the farm and becoming a farmer.
It's fun.
How would you tell how many people are on there looking for matches in your city? Like, Alexis lives in an urban area. I mean, Charlotte's a big city.
Yeah.
How far out of Charlotte would she have to go to find country folk to date?
Probably Albemarle.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah,
that's kind of out there already. Right,
it doesn't mean you'd have to move out to the sticks or move out to
45 minutes out, maybe.
Move away to Nebraska or something, you know.
We lived on a farm for a while, and it was in South Carolina. My mom was there for like 5 years. And there was a farmer that lived next door, and his wife had died years ago, and he would come and bring my mom vegetables all the time. And I'm like, Mom, you know what that farmer wants? He's not bringing you those vegetables just to be a friendly neighbor.
Oh, he had a vegetable he wanted to bring her.
Yeah, exactly.
I got some cucumbers.
Mm-hmm. And an eggplant.
He was cute, though.
Yeah. Get a load of this.
Brought your mama some vegetables. Is she home?
He would drive over in his little tractor. For real, not even lying.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was 85 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Was he about the same age as your mom?
No, he was older.
Much older?
Yeah.
Oh. He still knew how to sling it.
He liked it.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. NEOGENIX.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
If you get bored this weekend, don't try this, because you may be tempted to try it because it sounds so fun, but it's really not, because things can go wrong like it did in this story. Because this story right now in a French medical journal says that two guys in their 30s got drunk and decided to inject hemorrhoid cream into each other's junk.
Oh my God.
To make it bigger.
So many questions. Why hemorrhoid cream? Does it cause some things to swell, right?
Right. It has the other effect. It causes things to shrink. Like the hemorrhoids are swollen and inflamed and all, and it makes that go down. But I guess just because it's a filler, so to speak. They had watched a YouTube tutorial on it, which isn't backed up by any real science, as you can imagine. Both of them were in so much pain, they had to go to the hospital the next morning. The doctors told them to take painkillers to try to reduce the swelling. And the guys never came back for their follow-up appointment, so it must have worked. Oh. The doctors say, quote, "There's a real likelihood that there will be irreversible damage. This is something no right-minded individual would ever do."
That is unbelievable.
And, okay, they get the idea. They're drunk. They get the idea. But who had the idea to, you do mine and I'll do yours?
Yeah, you do your own, dude. What are you doing?
Do your own, dude.
I mean, Ace and I have been best friends for 25, 30 years, whatever, but there's no way. Just for fun, I'm going to inject his penis with something.
Yeah. Maybe it's one of those cases where they thought, like, I can't bring myself to do it myself.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to do it.
Even then, I would, unless it was to save your life and there was nobody else around.
Yeah.
I mean,
if I'm the second guy, too, after you see what happens to the first guy, because it sounds like it was instant. It's just like, all right. No, hold up, man. I'm going to pass. I'm going to hold off and see what happens. But you promised. Well, I'm sorry. I lied. I'm not doing it. My God.
Okay.
The whole process is so weird and convoluted because of all things, hemorrhoid cream, again, which has the opposite effect. I don't understand any of it.
I got to find this YouTube tutorial.
I thought
who is recommending
thing.
This?
I just started the YouTube. And it's like, well, hang on a second. Maybe I shouldn't be YouTubing that in
Riggins,
the office.
Say you had a best friend since you were young.
Yeah.
And your best friend were in an emergency situation. You're the only one around. And the only thing that can save his life is for him to have an orgasm.
I like where this is going.
This is it. Your best friend's going to die.
Yeah. Would you do that for him?
100%.
You would?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh. They're going to die? I don't know what.
Probably.
What medical condition he's at? I need to get off or I'm going to die. I'm like, you're lying. I'm not that drunk.
But just say,
yeah, he would die not because you're unwilling, but because you think he's lying.
He's like, I see the light. And he's like, got one eye open. I see the light. It's getting brighter. It's your last chance. Grab it. I'm like,
don't let me die.
Oh, I thought we was friends. Like, not after this one, I don't think.
What a question.
Yeah.
Weird.
By the way, if any ladies are listening to Share Funny, that's the kind of stupid stuff that guys talk about all the time.
It's a stupid hypothetical, but
yeah, but
that's, to answer your question, yeah, I probably, but how many, gonna die?
How many stupid hypotheticals have you come up sitting around talking to guys for,
yeah,
you know, through the years?
Not one like that, though.
Yeah, come on.
It's like,
would you know me? I was going to die. I was about to say, yeah, I've had that happen a lot. Then I realized most of the time it's been with TJ where he's like, all right, I got one.
If you were a penguin and you had two pistols.
Hey, what? Remind me of the story of them two old boys that was out hunting. And they walking through the woods, and one of them walked up on a damn rattlesnake. That rattlesnake jumped up, bit him right on the end of his thing. And he laying there just a squalling. Ah, he's in so much pain. And he said, you got to save me. You got to save me. And he said, I don't know what to do. So the other old boy took off running into town and went to the doctor's office. He said, Doc, my buddy's out there. A snake bit him. What do I do? And he said, you got to suck out the poison. Get that poison out of there. So he goes, all right, Doc. And he said, if you don't do that, get that poison out of there, he's going to die. He runs out of there, back, gets to his friend. He said, hey, doctor told me what to do. And he said, what? He said, doctor said you're going to die. He goes, he said, you ain't going to suck that poison out of there. He's like, you just going to die.
You're going to die.
Said you're going to die.
He said, dead. Yeah.
I'll take care of things.
Yeah. Can you really suck the poison out?
Yeah, that's the way they used to do it in the cowboy days. And a snake bite kit, like for hikers and stuff, comes with a little suction cup.
Really?
I didn't know that.
You attach it on there. Like the old ones, I don't know what they look like now, but they used to come in a little container, like a rubber thing, and you pop the lid off of it, and it's got little bandages and stuff like that inside, but the top of it was a suction cup.
I did not know that.
You just latch it on there and get that poison out.
I don't think I've ever seen the inside of a snake bite kit.
Hmm.
Oh, we do. Right. I should have through the years. You would think when I was a kid, all the times we were camping in the woods, we probably should have had one for safety purposes, but we didn't.
Yeah. You were just interested in trouser snakes.
And there you go.
That's how you want it.
Yeah, are you not familiar? Do you know that expression? Have you heard
it before? But that's funny.
Yeah, you should use that now. Trouser snake. Yeah.
I said that's the only one he was interested in.
Damn. Trouser snake. Watch out. It'll bite you.
And more than that, he'll bite it. That's what.
You damn right.
That's what a snake bite kit looks like now.
Yeah. I did not know that. Yeah,
there it is. The suction thing?
The extractor.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, the old ones came in a little rubber container.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's probably one of those things you should kind of
have. That, Riggins, right there, that green thing in the middle. No, go back to the main page. Right there by the boots. Other side, right there.
Just save that little clip of TJ trying to give me directions.
Right there.
Left, right.
The vintage cutter high-low snake bite kit emergency survival outdoor something. Camping. Yeah. So you see when it's open like that, that top part is a suction cup.
Ah.
Right there.
Oh. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm. Does that really work? I mean, remember they used to say, like, if you pee on a
jellyfish thing,
but that wasn't true, right?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, but in this case, obviously, they still have them. They still use extractors and all today,
they
so
do?
It must work. Yeah. Well, the other kit you showed has an extractor. There's a guy doing it right there. See that? Mm-hmm. And if you go back to that other one that you showed, Riggins, it has something called the extractor on it that you put on there, and it looks like works like a hypodermic needle.
Like a what do they call that?
But the other one with the little suction cup thing, the reason I know about that is because I had a friend in school that used to try to make it seem like he had girlfriends and all, and he would take it, and it would make a hickey on your neck if you attach it to your neck, and he'd come in like, yeah, I got a hickey this weekend.
Oh, my God.
But it was perfectly round. Like, dude, come on.
Who are you dating?
dating a sex doll.
Yeah. He's sitting at home. He's sitting at home, sticking that thing on his neck.
Yeah. And...
wow, that's a sad level to be
in. No, poor kid. Fake hickeys.
I can barely stand. We was doing it so much. I might have to go to school nurse. I think she broke me.
I think hickeys are so trashy looking.
Yeah, oh, I've never have I been a fan of that.
Not like that.
If all my black friends growing up called them passion marks. Passion marks. Got passion marks on your neck. Look at that.
That's funny. I call it a hater mark. Don't be leaving that on me.
Why is it a hater mark?
Because if someone does that, I feel like it's on purpose.
Because you hate that they did it, huh?
Like, you trying to mess up my pimp game. People are going to see it.
Okay, who can translate? All of a sudden, Alexis has been replaced by speaking Urban Dictionary.
Can I try? What I'm saying. You are trying to make it appear as if I am taken when there are other gentlemen that I am looking to hook up with.
There we go.
But what is the pimp thing? You said your pimp game. What does that mean?
Yeah, like if you a pimp, your pimp game. Like you know, you don't have any specific boyfriends. You just are a pimp.
Are you familiar with the definition of a pimp?
What a pimp does? Is, but we're switching it up.
Oh, well, see, that's where I get confused is when you change the definitions of words.
Yeah, I just do that a lot.
Because a pimp is basically the talent agent for prostitutes, right? Mm-hmm. He gets the work for them and then takes a percentage of their earnings.
It sounds much better that way, though.
Yeah,
they say, you know, the cops grab him. You know, you're a pimp. No, sorry, gentlemen. I'm a talent agent. Here's my card. Yeah. Ace Cannon, talent agent. You know what I'm saying? Mm.
Sorry. Get it. Get it right.
This is an art, my man.
Has anybody ever met a real pimp in person, like for real in real life?
I mean, if I have, I wouldn't know it.
You haven't really?
No. I don't think so. I hope not.
Have you, Alexis?
I don't think so.
I got asked to kind of be a kind of a pimp one time.
What? Okay. How?
There was a guy coming when we worked at the radio station in Alexandria, Louisiana. There was a guy coming into town who was going to travel for a couple of days. We were going to a couple of concerts together. And I was told by someone that the thing to do is procure him a lady for when he was in town, somebody that would want to meet him and then hang out with him for the weekend while we were traveling. I was like, I don't like that. I don't want to be involved in that.
I'm 21.
Yeah, man. I don't know how to do that. I'd rather not. Aww. In case my mom asked me, what'd you do this week? I procured a lady for the weekend for this guy. What? I don't think that's a good idea. I'm going to leave him to that on his own.
Pimp for a day.
Yeah.
Which one of us do you think has actually met a pimp before and didn't know it?
I don't know.
Probably Alexis.
Alexis?
You think?
That's my vote.
Why?
Why what?
Why would I have met a pimp?
I didn't say that. They both said you. I would think it would be Ace or me because we've had a much longer life than the others on the show that we would have had the opportunity.
That's what I think too.
No, I tell you why I would say you, because as a lady, you're probably more likely to be approached.
I don't know if I like that.
You know, the way you dress and the way you look.
I'm not saying that.
The way you do your makeup.
I'm not saying that at all.
Seems more likely.
And where you live. That's what I'm saying.
The energy as you give off.
You're an attractive, very much like a prostitute. You're an attractive single woman. Probably you've met somebody who's a pimp who was just trying to see if it was worth trying to have the conversation with you.
I hope not.
Just your aura.
Yeah. There's nothing
that such a free spirit.
Nothing that you do that makes that, but I would think probably every woman the pimp meets, that would be what he would try to be sizing up. I wonder if I should do this or not. That's why you don't know. Maybe you did and you didn't know it.
Maybe.
Who knows?
I mean, you work in restaurants. You meet a lot of people coming in and out of restaurants all the time.
You smoke crack.
I know.
I didn't say smoke crack.
Well, Lee, guys. Do you see my face? I was like, wait, where is this going?
I'm just saying.
What?
You could have had any number of pimps in your restaurant. You don't know. Tell me I'm wrong.
I mean, I don't know what a pimp
exactly. That's my
like,
point.
But I hope that's not the case.
That's my point.
That's what he's saying, Alexis.
Why? You're saying the same thing.
You wouldn't. I know what you say. I hope that's not the case. But you wouldn't even know.
I wouldn't know. You're right.
Some dude comes in and talks to you for a minute, introduces himself the whole time. He's like, she didn't know I'm a pimp.
Yeah.
Floor length fur coat didn't give it away. Yeah.
There is a guy here, TJ, that makes a good point that I'd forgotten about. He says on one of our Misfits trips that we did years ago, we had a madam on the trip. That lady had been a madam at one point in her life, but that's right. Like she worked at a whorehouse.
Yeah.
Right.
Brothel, I'm sorry, is a better term.
Thank
I shouldn't
you.
Call it a whorehouse. That's it was this. Sorry.
You call me a whore.
I'm sorry. That's my fault. That's not right. You're right. It's wrong. It's wrong. There have been times in my life that I've been a whore.
I mean, just a former head whore.
I beg your pardon.
I did not. I genuinely did not mean that in an offensive manner. Like it's anything you did. I really didn't mean it that way at all. It's not anything to do with your dress or vibe or any of that stuff. Not at all. That's not what I meant at all.
Everything about you.
Now, again, not what I meant, Regan.
The way you smell.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenyx.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Hey.
Speaking of which, I got to buy a car.
I'm ready to go.
I got
to
get a car. Oh, my God. I can't believe I forgot to tell you this on the radio today. Damn it. This is insane story that happened to me yesterday, and I just forgot. So, I got these new floor mats for my truck, the WeatherTech, because I needed to replace, really only needed to replace one, but I figured I should get them to match. They'll look terrible. Anyway, and so I put one in the passenger side. That's the one that was messed up in my truck. And I put one in my side of the truck, in the driver's side, because I'm about to give it to my son. And I got them in there, and they kind of latch into place and everything. So I put them down, and then I left. And then I went back inside. And I'm leaving to go to basketball practice because I coach my son's team about 45 minutes later. And my truck is parked on the street in my neighborhood, across the street in front of the house directly across from us, under a tree. And I get in the truck, and I have my foot on the brake, and I crank it. And I thought, damn, it seems to be idling high. And I drop it down into drive. And when I do that, son of a bitch goes, and it lurches out into the street. And I'm like, what in the, whoa? And I hit the brake, and I let off the, and I'm like, what is going on? And I let off the brake, and it goes, and it snatches back out there again. And I'm like, and I can't figure out what is happening. And I kick it into neutral, just like, okay, let's go to neutral. And it's going, woo! And I'm like, what in the hell? And I drop it back down in the drive, and I finally have to get on the brake hard and stop at the little stop sign at the end of the street. And I stop, and I get it into gear, and I get out, and I realize when I had put the mat in, I had hooked the accelerator with the corner of the mat. So when I thought I pushed it down, I had actually... It was hung on the accelerator, and it was engaged.
Oh,
and so
no.
when I cranked it, it was loaded up with – it just went whoo, and it just lurched out of the road. Anybody that saw me in the street, this big truck just start, stop, whoo, just jumping out all over the place. It was crazy for about 45 seconds. It was nuts.
That's scary. And that's why babies can't play in your neighborhood. Because all the crack dealers and the out-of-control, demon-possessed cars. Yeah.
Seriously, Rick, it was scary. Like, am I going to be able to get this stopped before I get to the end of this street?
Yeah.
Because there were cars there. I would have hit a car or something. But I was like, what is going on?
It's like when the bottle gets stuck under the brake or something, and you can't
go all the way down.
Yeah.
It's like that, but in opposite.
Yeah.
Kind of bottle.
Like a
Tito's bottle?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. They say you should never have bottles in your driver's side floorboard because they can roll under the
brake. But how would that happen?
Well, when I was a kid, remember I told you when I was in college off, I was driving my dad's truck. When you hit the brake, I would just put my hand down instinctively because chances are like a bottle of vodka or scotch would roll out from under where he was hiding it under the seat from his wife. So you were like, literally, you're driving down the road of the truck, and if you had to hit the brakes real hard, first thing I would do is my right hand would go between my legs to reach down and just in case something came rolling out from under there. And sometimes it did, sometimes it did.
Yeah, it can happen.
See, that's why you need those liquor bottles that are flat on each side.
That just slide it. It won't roll.
Yeah. Roll around.
That's scary. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could have hit something.
Yeah, it was very, very scary.
Got those expensive floor mats.
Yeah. I love. And we're not getting paid for this. I pay for it. I love those WeatherTech products. Floor mats. Yeah. I got that little WeatherTech cup holder. Like, it's one of those companies that I look on their website, like, what else could I get that'll be badass in my car?
They're expensive. The floor mats are expensive, aren't they?
Yeah, they're not cheap, but they're fantastic. But I got one that got bent up. It got kind of, I don't know how it happened, but it got kind of turned crooked and it won't fit in there right anymore. And that drives me nuts. So
this person texted and said, favorite Share Funny of the month. I'll listen to this 100 times. The full length fur coat didn't give it away. So, yeah, hearing you insult Alexis, I guess it's very funny to this person.
Again, in no way did I mean that to have anything to do with her appearance or anything like that. But you're an attractive woman managing restaurants. You're around a lot of people all the time. There's a great chance you met somebody.
And everybody knows that. Pimps love restaurants.
Yeah.
That's where they congregate.
I'm just saying.
But the one good thing about this is that my asking her if she's ever tried crack now is on the back burner.
Okay. I mean,
of the list of offensive things you've said to her.
It's not offensive.
As soon as she gets mad at TJ, he's going to be like, well, he said you look like a prostitute.
So, you hanging out with pimps.
Yeah, your beef is with him, not me.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free,
so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table & Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. NEOGENIX.